So, hey Mitch,
Hey.
thank you for volunteering and doing this. I'm excited. So, let's just start off by you let me know what you'd like to work on today, anything in your life that you want to improve, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, two things that come to mind as I'm changing my name because I'm so used to going to virtual AA meetings, I have like Mitch L as my name, but okay, now put the full handle, Mitch Motivates. Two things that come to mind is the first thing is my romantic life. I'm not, I it's just a constant thing to work on until in like I have a goal that I want to meet. I want to find a wife. I want to get married. That's the goal in my romantic life, and I'm single, so that is like a constant thorn on my side to improve upon until I have a wife, because I'm not. It's like such a goal for me to do that. So that's the first thing. I know it's so unoriginal for someone to be like, I want help on my romantic life, but that's that. And then the other thing that comes to mind is time management. I'm just so busy, and it seems like every week when I introduce, I'm just trying to find that balance. And it seems like when I introduce something new, other things don't get done. I just can't, it seems like I can never get everything done. So those are the two things that are on my mind.
All right, which one? We can do one at a time. So, which one would you like to do today?
We'll do the harder one. Let's do the romantic. Let's do the love life.
So, in order to, I think it's important to just talk a little bit about this, because this is something where there's two elements to it. There is the what am I doing to create the romantic life that I want? Like, am I actually doing the things that I know I want to do to make it happen? And then there's it actually happening, which involves, the right person at the right time, and the first is more in our control than the latter. And so, when we do work on ourselves, it's important to have that distinction in mind because if I want to achieve a certain outcome in my life, and I'm taking all the actions that I should be taking and I don't have the outcome, then I'm not hard on myself, and I'm more practical about it. It's more, okay, well, this isn't working. Do I need to just continue, or do I need to try something else? And I keep on moving forward. Whereas many of us, especially on like important and emotionally involved issues, have lists of things that we expect of ourselves to do, but we're not doing them. So a lot of the work is actually doing the things or getting past the emotional blocks from doing the things. And then we feel, you know what, I'm open to it. I'm doing the right thing. When it's meant to happen, it's going to happen. And then I can still work on making it happen faster and better, but I still feel like I'm aligned with it, as opposed to part of me wants it, but a part of me is holding me back, and I don't really know what that is. And so, so what do you say in response to that?
I mean, I 100% agree. I 100% agree. I know that like it's like just a typical thing to be like, make sure you're doing it yourself. And if you're not, like that's the first thing you change. One of my, I don't call them resolutions, I call them commitments that I'm committed to change this year is like when I go out with girls, I only want to go out with girls who I have the things I'm looking for in a partner. So like For example, being Jewish. So maybe sometimes I'll be like attracted to someone who's not Jewish and I'll go out with them for other reasons. So I'm committed to not doing that, and I have to focus on that, for example. Other things are like, that's my first reaction. My second is like let's say I'm looking for a partner who is like takes good care of themselves and is in good shape. Well, I have to make sure I'm also taking care of myself and in good shape. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to attract someone that's in good shape if I'm out of shape.
Okay.
So I have to look at myself and be like, make sure, I it, that's th those are my first things I'm thinking of.
Okay. So what do you feel like from all the things, because there's many, so good. So you're aware of that, you're working on it. So of all the things on this type area of your life that you want to work on, what is one that stands out that was like, I really want to do better at this?
Well, okay. You mean in terms of my love life? I would say historically I've never I don't think I've had a problem like meeting girls and setting up a date. Okay? So I would say if I'm being really critical of this, like I don't know, like what happens after I meet someone to set up a date? Whether it's like, like other dates or like follow through or just like continuing to date. So like, that's the first thing that I could think of, to be honest, sorry. Like, because I have no problem meeting people, but like from there, what do I do?
All right. So it sounds like you can meet a person, but then to follow through with it for it to become more serious is where there seems to be the bottleneck.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, anything from like,
Okay.
sometimes I go too big and like do too much, and then some like I never have, I can never find a good middle ground. Like, I know how to like, yeah, I know how to take a girl on a good first date. I always get confused on what to do next, and sometimes if I plan too much or spend too much money on like a second or third date. And it doesn't work out, I'm like really upset with myself. Like I shouldn't have done that. What was the point? Like it obviously didn't work. Sometimes I'll get like too sexual too quickly and then set myself up for failure. I have like a hard time in that kind of like what to do after you meet someone.
Okay, is it that you don't know what you should do, or is it that you know it but you have trouble following through?
I mean, I think a little bit of both. Like, I probably have gone on more first dates than second dates. It's like uncharted territory. But yeah, I think deep down it is a little bit of I know what to do, I'm just not doing it.
And what is it that you know what to do in general, or just in the situation, you kind of know what to do, but you're not listening to yourself?
I think a mixture of both. I like because I feel like with the right person, it almost doesn't even matter what you do. Like if as long as you're spending time with someone, that's deep down what I feel. If the connection is right, your date can be in a McDonald's and it can be a great date, So maybe I'm just overanalyzing and being way too hard on myself.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just like, yeah, maybe I think that this is an issue because I've been on so many first dates that like I just haven't connected with someone yet. I don't know. That's my thought.
Well, I'm hearing a few things. I'm hearing
Yes.
that on the one hand you feel like you're in a way not flowing with when you meet a person, you're not necessarily flowing in a way that's congruent with your values and also with your intuition of what's necessary in the moment. So you're just
Yeah.
either going too far this way or that way. And well, it seems to me that it's just a little bit of maybe you just want to be more go with the flow. Meaning, if it's the right person, it's going to work. If it's the if not, if it's not, so you're not going to try to overdo it one way or the other.
Yeah. Exactly.
So if the so I mean that's good because then there's like some kind of a clarity in terms of great. You can meet people, which is awesome because some people won't do that. So that's definitely going to help if you can meet people. Now, when you meet people, you're just going to kind of go with the flow, take it easy, not overdo things, not underdo them, and just let it let things happen as they're meant to happen.
Yeah, I'm honestly happy that I talked that out. I really feel like I am a special person and I have a lot to offer. And I feel like if I, yeah, I feel like it's not good to like give that up too quickly. Like, you know, like I've taken girls on like a Broadway show on like the second date. But that's a great date. Like I feel like, but that's like a people pleasing thing. Like I want to be. I think it could all comes down to like people pleasing. Like I want to be liked by this girl so much that like I'll do something like to impress her. But like that's good, but like it does, you know, I don't have to do it if until you meet someone a couple like a bunch of times, like you don't know if it's there's a connection to like impress them because it may go nowhere.
Yeah. In a way, you become more a little bit more impressive when you're a bit more reserved about who you're so kind to.
Yeah, and you know, I actually do have an example recently where a girl, the date was basically I picked her up at the train station because she was I live in Connecticut. She was coming through Connecticut to the city, and I picked her up and I drove her to her apartment. That was the date. And like she invited me over, we had some tea. And that was it. And that's like an example. I thought it was great. We got to connect and chat. So, you know, you never know. You never know.
Okay. Well, sometimes just by being clear about what the issue is, so much of it of the issue already dissolves. So that's good. But what
Yeah.
I'm hearing in terms of, you know, on a deeper level, what you're looking to feel throughout the process is to feel more comfortable in yourself, to feel more of a sense that you can take things slow, to not feel like you have to be pressured or rushed or, you know, push in any way to impress or anything else.
Yep.
And just basically be
Exactly.
yourself.
Exactly.
Okay. So now we know exactly what we're working on. Meaning you already
Yes.
got clarity on what that is, so that already helps, but now we can try to get more of it. On an emotional level.
Cool.
That makes sense?
Yes.
Okay. So far, so good?
Yes.
Awesome. All right. So what I'd like you to do is if you can so what I'm gonna have you do now is bring this idea up, but on a more imaginative, emotional way. And then we're just going to kind of take a ride, hopefully through, help you kind of take a ride through your body and explore what it feels like internally to move through life in the world in this way. Because what happens is that this happens for me, everyone, is that certain things that we're going through in our life, we don't feel as comfortable as we'd want to in them. So we're not used to moving through life handling these issues in a way where we're relaxed. In other things, we're very much in our comfort zone, but in some things we're not. So if we can kind of rehearse, guide, explore what this is like for you to move through this area of your life in a comfortable way, You'll have created that pathway once in your brain here, and hopefully that will now give you an easier path to follow go when you're, doing it for real.
Thank you.
Make
That
sense?
sounds awesome. Yes.
Okay. So I guess what like you just do is relax. You can relax, close your eyes, and just imagine the perfect date, but not the perfect date in terms of you found the one. That could be an exercise for another time. The perfect date in terms of you met someone, you don't know for sure whether it's yes or no, but you just feel really comfortable being yourself with this person and just exploring it comfortably one step at a time. So you're not necessarily enamored with her. It's more you're very happy with yourself in terms of how you're handling the process.
I did that recently, and I'm picturing the date I have tonight, this week. Can I talk? Can I tell you what I'm picturing? Or I'm
That's
just
the
thinking
thing.
about it.
I think for this relevant for this exercise, that's a little bit less relevant. Just picture it. I don't need to know it.
Okay.
Because we're really gonna go, we're gonna go off that into something else entirely very soon.
Okay.
I just
My
want you
eyes are
to kind
closed,
of
thinking.
you just bring it up, just have it for a minute. And now, as you do this, if you kind of look inside your body or sense inside your body, what do you notice about how you feel?
Confidence.
Okay.
There's no anxiety or worry. I have this attitude that, like, if it goes well, great. If not, it's okay.
Okay, that confidence, where do you feel it in your body?
I don't know, just like everywhere.
Okay, try to see if you can make any distinction between where you might feel it more versus less. Your hands versus your feet, your chest versus your belly.
Okay. I feel like my shoulders, my arms, that's where I feel it.
Okay, great. And what do you feel in your shoulders and your arms?
Like it's like I feel like my back is standing up more straight, like I feel like Popeye, like a bodybuilder like walking around after he does a heavy set. That's kind of how I feel.
Okay, so there's actually a sensation in your back of being more straight. Your arms, maybe they just feel a little bit more, there's a little bit more of a presence of strength in them that you can
Yes.
feel. Okay, so what I'd like you to do is focus less on the image and mostly on that.
Okay.
Explore that sense of strength in your back and your arms without trying to manipulate it, just observe it with curiosity.
Okay.
And see if just you're noticing that, see if any changes, are not happening just from noticing it.
Not really. It's just a good feeling. Like
Okay.
it's good. I'm a, it's, yeah, it's good.
Okay. So just hang out with that a little bit longer. And what do you sense now?
I don't know, it's feel I feel like it's fading a little bit.
Okay. And so now what do you notice?
That like I start going into like negativity. Like I'm noticing like I'm thinking of like maybe this girl isn't what I'm looking for, like physically, maybe she's too young for me. Maybe she has a trip planned for this week that it's gonna we're gonna have a great first date but then lose momentum, so what's the point? Like literally like my brain is like going into like full negative mode.
Okay, as that happens, what do you sense physically is going on inside of you?
Like I feel like deflating, like I'm like my shoulders are like going in, like my posture is like getting worse. That's how I feel.
Okay. So just like follow that, like pay attention to the physical changes, be curious about them. And don't try to resist where your thoughts and your body's taking you. But be less involved in the thoughts, just more involved in what's happening physically.
Okay.
What do you notice now?
I'm trying to like self-correct and think positive things.
That's exactly what I want you to not do right now.
Got it.
Embrace the ebbs and the flows. What I would like you just pay attention to physically what's going on.
it.
You said the shoulders tense up, kind of more hunched over a little bit. That's okay.
Got it.
Can you be okay in that and just be there objectively noticing what's happening in your body, what you're sensing?
It feels like claustrophobic a little bit.
Okay. Where in your body do you feel most comfortable right now?
I
So
would
all
say
I have
like
to do is.
my stomach area.
Okay, so hang out there. So the goal of the exercise is just to stay in the body, but you can go anywhere. If you don't like what's happening in one area, you can find another. And what is it about your stomach that's a bit more comfortable?
I don't know, it just feels warm.
Okay, so pay attention to that warmth and then see what happens as you do that. And now, what do you notice?
I'm taking a little bit deeper breaths. And also, my right ear is itching because of the headphones. And I really want to scratch it, but I'm trying not to.
No, you could scratch your ear.
It like the head, it like, yeah. It like, yeah.
The point is for the experience of just being with what's happening in your body to be more comfortable. So if you have an itch, you can scratch it.
Yeah, but I am, the more I focus on my body, like I started being like, let me take some deep breaths, and it felt a little more calm.
So where do you feel calm now?
Everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you feel most calm?
I want to say like my heart,
Okay, so notice that. What do you feel in
like
your
my
heart?
chest. I feel like, yeah,
What is it there? What is it, a warmth? Is it a quiet? What is it?
it's a quiet.
Okay, so just focus now on that quiet. Now, what do you notice?
As soon as I started to focus on my heart, I started like pounding faster, and I started taking like short breaths.
Okay, is that like that faster, that pounding faster? Is it excitement? Is it, what is it exactly?
I don't know, it's kind of like an anxious feeling.
Okay. So now, where do you feel most comfortable?
I would say my stomach again.
Okay. Let's go back there. And how do you feel now?
Relaxed.
Okay. You open up your eyes, just kind of get yourself back a little bit, look around the room. And so how was that experience?
Was really good. My initial reaction is I felt like whatever I focused on changed. Like I kept on following the energy. It's like up and down and up and down.
I mean, anything else?
I feel like more relaxed 100% right now.
Okay. And in terms of the issue that we focused on, which is to kind of feel more, I guess, confident, more like you can be yourself through the dating process, how do you feel about that issue?
Much better.
In what way? What shift, what if anything, do you feel shifted or has changed?
Know, I have this like overwhelming feeling like I'm who I am, take it or leave it. Kind of
Okay.
like I yeah, just yeah. Just like, this is who I am.
Right. Okay. So is this a pleasant experience for you and helpful,
Yeah. Wow.
useful?
All right. Yes.
Would you like my feedback on what I notice?
Please.
So, first of all, I mean, once I asked you the question, you were very quick to be clear on what you really want the shift to be, which is really good. So your level of self-awareness and your ability to have more self-awareness is pretty good. And you know what it is that you want. When it comes to kind of feeling what is in your body, it feels to me the way in which as soon as you focus on something positive, something that was a little bit less comfortable came up. We kind of went that did that back and forth two or three times. To me, what that from that process, I think I learned about you two things. The first is that your belly might be your go-to place. When you're not feeling secure in a certain situation, or especially in this situation, you basically have two signposts that will help you get back on track. Because what you mentioned was not wanting to overdo things or underdo things, or which typically comes from a state of feeling anxious. So if you want to get yourself back on center, back on track, you have the thought, the idea of, am I being myself now or not? Am I kind of just what your words were perfect, which is like, this is who I am, kind of take it or leave it. You can ask yourself, am I there or not? And then you can also, another way to get back is to kind of get into your body and find a place in your body where you feel comfortable, which may for you tend to be your stomach. That just might be your comfortable spot. And then from there, you can build and kind of get back on center. I think that if you would. My sense is that this the way in which your body as you focus on something positive would kind of go to something that was less comfortable, I think is probably a temporary thing that if you would do this more and just get more used to being comfortable with different body sensations, allow your body to take you from one place to the other. I think your body, in a way, to me, I read this as your body's excited that it's getting the attention. So as soon as it sees that you're paying attention, it's like, hey, let me show you this. Hey, let me show you that. But as you get more involved in it and a little bit more settled, it will probably be a bit more of a mellow and enjoyable experience.
Okay.
But yeah, that's it.